the egregious delay.
You know, the Australian judiciary is a very protective beast. Judges never handle criticism well and often go out of their way to defend their decisions and their place in our society. And any attempt to make them more accountable is met by a fierce backlash, which sometimes looks awfully like a cover-up. You may recall how last week on the show I detailed the explosive criticism of the Federal Court by Justice Ian Jackman. Speaking at the Rule of Law Institute, Justice Jackman broke judicial ranks by openly naming six fellow judges for egregious delays in handing down decisions, with some litigants left waiting nearly 3 years. Jackman boldly argued that justice delayed is justice denied, declaring that these backlogs were a direct threat to the rule of law. Well, hasn't he upset the conservative apple cart? The institutional reaction from the judicial establishment has been swift, decisive, and largely unified against him. Rather than addressing the substance of the delays, the heads of Australia's major courts have closed ranks to protect their own. Federal Court Chief Justice Deborah Mortimer and New South Wales Chief Justice Andrew Bell quickly circulated internal memos to their benches, forcefully reminding judges of the paramount importance of civility, collegiality, and institutional trust. Let me decode that for you. Chief Justice Bell went as far as to label the expose as unwarranted generalised attacks by the media that risk undermining public confidence in the courts. That is a big call to say that we have confidence in the courts. I would have thought that's highly inaccurate. In a further move that critics have labelled as outright censorship, the Federal Court of Australia scrubbed the official transcript of Ian Jackman's address from its website entirely. So cancel culture is alive and well in the halls of justice. This defensive circle the wagons mentality highlights a massive disconnect between the legal elite and the public they serve. For everyday citizens and businesses caught in multi-year legal limbo, court delays cause severe emotional distress and devastating financial ruin. Despite that painful reality, the judiciary's preoccupation with protecting internal relationships and polite protocols, rather than enforcing basic administrative accountability, looks deeply self-serving. When the legal club prioritises collegiality over efficiency, it signals that a judge's right to a comfortable, unscrutinised workplace matters far more than a citizen's right to timely justice. Supporters of the judiciary's response argue that public naming and shaming damages the institutional integrity necessary for the separation of powers. But as Justice Jackman rightly pointed out, there is currently no federal judicial commission to handle these performance failures internally. So where's the scrutiny? In the absence of an independent watchdog, public scrutiny remains the only viable antidote to institutional complacency, which is probably why Jackman spoke so publicly about this in the first place. The judiciary cannot expect to maintain public trust by hiding behind deleted transcripts and demands for politeness. True confidence in the legal system is built on transparency, competence, and accountability, not enforced silence. By treating Justice Jackman as the problem, rather than the systemic delays he exposed, the judiciary is actively worsening its own credibility crisis. It is time for the courts to stop policing internal matters and start delivering the prompt justice Australians are entitled to. Cut out the cover-ups, you turkeys, and start scrutinising your own workplace like every other workplace does.